Listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas
Weather. Hi, everybody. The radar is going to be very lively over the next few days. Lots of colors, and that means lots of storms roaming around. A couple of storms could put on quite a show before they end later on tonight. Overnight low temperature down to the mid-70s. Tomorrow and Friday, look for scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms and some locally heavy downpours. Still, high temperatures in the low to mid-90s and more scattered storms expected over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
And now, the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed on the Health and Wealth Show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that's the legal disclaimer. Isn't that right, Lou Costello?
What are you asking me for?
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with Bigfoot.
Hello.
Now, am I to understand that you are the original Bigfoot?
Yeah, that's me, man. Host Sasquatch right here.
Now, Bigfoot, you're a very solitary creature. You live up here in the woods.
That's right.
Well, what do you do for fun?
Well, I got some friends, the squirrels, they come over and we watch TV.
Uh-huh.
And the raccoons, they play poker on Friday night, but they cheat.
I see. So I guess you keep your money hid up here in the woods somewhere.
You crazy?
I'm sorry?
Of course I don't keep my money up here in the woods. David Earnest is my financial guy, and he looks after my money for me.
I see. So what do you suggest to your other forest friends?
They should call David Earnest right now and let him take care of their money for them.
Well, there you have it. Bigfoot says, call David Earnest for all your financial needs. Call 279-7431. Do you have any message I could give to David Earnest?
Oh, no. I'll hit him up on Facebook.
Right. Hello, sports fans. Chris Cleats here with another informative sports report. It seems that due to the spread of COVID-19, that many sports are being canceled this year. This is not good for the millions of sports fans out there, but it does offer quite an opportunity for the lesser sports, or sports you've never heard of. My guest today is Large Bottoms, chairman of the National Pinochle Association.
Oh, that's Lars Bottoms.
What's that you say?
My name is Lars Bottoms. You call me Large Bottoms.
Oh, my bad. Well, tell me, Lars, how do you think Pinochle's going to shape up this fall?
Well, Chris, we here at the National Pinochle Association have been waiting for this to happen.
Uh-huh.
We knew it eventually happened, and Pinochle is one of the great sports that you can play without actually being in the same room with the player you're playing with.
Well, Lars, I thought Pinochle was sort of a card game.
Man, you tell that to some of these rabid sports fans. They ain't got no football, no baseball. These people would watch paint dry.
Which I imagine is just about as exciting as watching Pinochle.
That's right, Chris.
Lars, can you tell me the name of some of your players?
Well, there's three-trick Tommy Tuttle. He's a good bid player.
Uh-huh.
There's blind Bobby Biddle. He plays by use of his Chihuahua C&I dog, Sparky.
Uh-huh.
And then there's Tommy. Well, what is Tommy's specialty?
Oh, he ain't a good pinochle player, but he sure plays a mean pinball.
I see.
And I was wondering, before we go, could I mention my new book?
Well, please, go right ahead.
It's a combination pinochle instruction book and joke book.
And the name of your new book is?
Have a Chuckle While You Playin' Pinochle.
Well, thank you, Large Bottoms.
That's Lars Bottoms.
Well, whatever. This is Chris Cleats on sports. Hey, Lars, you suppose I could get one of your books?
Yeah, I'll get Tommy to bring you one. Hey, Tommy, can you hear me?
From our super secret studio, located, you go down the hall. If you pass the men's room, we're on the right. And if you get to the break room, you've gone too far. I guess you could say we're stuck in the middle, and that's the way it seems today. We're all stuck in the middle. We don't know what to do. All the sports getting canceled, stock market going crazy. Sometimes you don't know whether to spit or wind your watch. That's why you need an asset preservationist, and I just happen to know one. He's sitting right across from me here, so if you've got clowns to the left of you and jokers to the right, he's stuck in the middle too, but he can help us work our way through it. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together in a golf clap sort of way for David Ernest.
Thank you, and yes, we are all
stuck in the middle.
Yes, we are.
And this is the middle of the week.
And speaking of in the middle, it's kind of sort of in the middle of between me and you in a triangular sort of way. It's Too Tall Matthew Ernest.
He's stuck in the middle between
yes,
us.
He's here with us today.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, and you know, we were talking about the being stuck in the middle, and you brought that up, and we were talking about everything that's going on with the vice presidential pick and all that kind of
stuff.
Well,
we're stuck in the middle of that, too.
Yeah, we're just stuck everywhere.
We're just going to get stuck in the middle of everything.
We're going to get stuck, I believe.
We're stuck in the middle of COVID-19 pandemic, if it really exists. We, you know, the I'm talking about the definition of pandemic.
Right.
It's supposed to be 10% death.
Yes.
That's not going on. You know, and stuck in the middle of all this politics, we're in the middle of a political year. Elections coming up. We're stuck in the middle of believing or not believing what we hear. We're stuck in the middle of the week because it's Wednesday. And you know, when you're stuck in the middle, sometimes you feel like you're being squeezed. And geez, Louise, where's the cheese?
Sometimes it's hard to catch a breath when you're getting squeezed to that kind of a point there.
Yeah. Yeah. So all these things that we're stuck in the middle of, you know, this isn't the first time the United States has had crises and been stuck in the middle of a crisis. We've had crises before. World War II was a crisis. We were stuck in the middle of Japan and Hitler and Russia. That in the beginning thought they were going to be against us. And then all of a sudden they felt like they were stuck in the middle and they came on over to our side, mainly because someone kicked their rear ends real good and lied to them.
Right.
And, you know, stuck in the middle of whether you want to be a liberal or right winger. You know, most of us are not ultra liberals. Most of us are not ultra right wingers. Most of us are stuck in the middle. You know, you have to make a decision. You know, when you're driving down the road, and you're, if you were to drive down the middle of the road, you would be worse than stuck in the middle because you'd be having a wreck.
Yeah, you can't really do that here unless there's a lane there, and usually there's not like a middle of the road lane. But now, have you ever driven a lot in Texas?
Been there, yes. It's
Texas,
pretty big.
Texas usually has what they call the breakdown lane.
Oh, yes.
So you can pull over, but a lot of the farmers, they call it the farm lane, and they drive their tractors in that lane. There's like...
So they had to veer off. They couldn't be stuck in the middle, or they'd get really stuck.
Right.
You know, most of the time when we veer somewhere, we, especially on a two-lane road, we're veering to the right. We don't want to be stuck in the middle of the left lane. Could be a disaster. And same way with politics and what's going on. You don't really want to be stuck in the middle of the left lane of politics because that's extremely liberal. You know, we have gone through a lot of things in this country, and, you know, there's been revolutions. Are we stuck in the middle of some kind of revolutionary thing that's going on?
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe a few years, a few months from now, They'll write about the beginning of the revolution XYZ, whatever they want to call it. We're definitely not agreeing with each other right now. We have polarization, unbelievable polarization. And what does that do to things like the market? It's kind of stuck in the middle, too. When you veer down 48% or 30%, whatever your portfolio went down to, and then all of a sudden it comes back up, or don't come back up because you were in the wrong stuff.
Right.
I've been talking to some people that said, well, mine didn't come back up. Why? Well, I was in the wrong stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that was really being stuck in the wrong thing. You can be stuck in all kinds of things, you know, but what we don't want you to be stuck in the stuck with is losing your retirement plan. You don't want to be stuck in the middle of a bad retirement plan. You don't want to be stuck in the middle of a bad market crash. You don't want to be stuck in the middle of a bad revolution. I'm not saying we're having a revolution. I don't know what this is. We're in the middle of insanity. It's what we're in right now.
Well, it feels like it. The last revolution, at least the enemy was dressed in red coats so you could see who they were.
And right. They were playing a drum to let you know they were coming at you.
Which was, warfare has changed a lot. Because they would get out on a field and they'd face each other and somebody would go and then they'd start shooting each other. And people would actually come and watch the battle.
They would.
Yeah. They would set up on the hill.
Because they were spectators, they didn't get killed. There was no bombs going off. They had cannons maybe, but they were aiming them at the lions. They were playing the drums. Or they had the weapons. You know, it was a gentleman's war.
Yeah. But you know what I think would be great?
What's that?
Rollerball.
Rollerball.
I'm telling you, rollerball would solve a lot of problems.
It would, wouldn't it?
The first one, I really didn't see the second one, the remake, but the first one was pretty gritty, you know. And
It was.
And then the guy at the end, he decided to play for himself.
He was just in it to win it.
Yeah, it was John Houseman. We make
name?
Our money the old-fashioned way. We steal it. And Dave is over there looking at more middle stuff. But, you know, we do. You can get caught in the middle, and usually, unless that involves a couple of showgirls, it's not a good thing.
It's not a good thing.
Not a good thing at all. But if you find yourself stuck in the middle, you can pick up your phone. And you can call David Ernest at 279-7431. And like I said, you know, he's kind of in the middle with the rest of us, but he knows ways around it to kind of get you out from in the middle.
Absolutely.
What I was looking at a little earlier, and I was pulling it up, you know, there's three types of revolutions.
Yeah.
Which one are we in right now? Are we in one?
Mm-hmm.
When I look at all this stuff, I feel like we might be in something like that because the first type of revolution is insurrection against the capitalist state. Oh, we're capitalist.
We are.
Is there not insurrection going against free enterprise right now? In other words, they want you to write them a check, give them money for no work, but not just because they're in trouble. They want 3-4 times as much as they were making before the virus came.
Mm-hmm.
And what about small business?
Business. Absolutely.
Amazon's going to own it all before it's over with.
Absolutely, Matthew. Small business. Small business is what made this country, and they're trying to kill small business. We are in a revolution, guys. I do believe we're in the first phases of a revolution.
We're
in the insurrection against the capitalist state.
I'm trying to remember who it was recently, and it was a big corporation. I don't remember, but they fired, or their CEO, it was either he was fired or he had to resign. I don't know what the deal was, but he had to go. And so he gets fired, and he gets like $300 or $400 million separation package.
Bless his heart.
And I'm like, how's he going to make it on
that? I don't know.
And see, that's part of the problem is people that just...
if you don't pay them, they'll go into politics and rub you blind, man.
Well, yeah.
Never looked at it that way.
Think about it. Yeah. You know, I mean, look at the briefcases that pass along the lines there. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're tax-free.
Yeah.
They're not traceable.
And
it's kind of amazing.
Remember the French Revolution. They took all the high-ranking people and the royalty, and they lopped off their heads.
Off with their heads.
And the Marie Antoinette's going up, sorry about that cake,
crack. I'm sorry. I didn't know you didn't like cake, you know?
Yeah, feed him cake.
Guillotine.
Yeah, right. Well, that was a different program. That was, you know, a monarch, almost akin to a dictatorship.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, we are a democratic nation. But if these socialists continue, and that's what they are, left-wingers, socialists, whatever you want to, if they continue these things, then most likely we are in an insurrection against the capitalist state. What is Antifa if it's not? Defund the police.
Right.
Make your own area of Seattle and say, don't step over here because we'll knock you in the head and then police, you're not invited. Matter of fact, you've got a New York DA now who wants to defund, or should I say destroy, bankrupt, dissolve, I think is the word she used, the National Rifle Association. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
I got to renew my membership.
This is the kind of stuff that the folks that are in the middle, that's us, the middle class, the class that was built out of the Industrial Revolution, the class that's still trying to survive, is going to have to step forward and not be a silent majority, because if we continue being a silent majority, we're going to have a problem with those loudmouth liberals.
Yeah,
trying to take over.
I mean, I don't know what or when it became unfashionable to get up in the morning and go to work and, you know, give the man 8 hours and then bring home your paycheck and take the kids to the lake on the weekend. I don't know what happened. You know, and people say things that, you know, my grandfather used to say. You know what, I think it was one of my grandfathers said, you know what ruined this country? And I'd say, what? And he said, them boys come over here from England with that long hair singing that hippie music. And the Beatles are so tame today compared to what you see today.
Right?
But I tell you,
got all kinds of revolutions, and some of them are good. Uh-huh. That was a different kind of revolution.
But, you know, what did they call it? The British invasion?
British invasion.
But, you know what I think?
What do you think?
I think a lot of strange things. But one thing, you remember when stores, I mean everything, was closed on Sunday?
Yes.
Now, and
couldn't buy liquor on Sunday?
In Wetumpka, I believe there was 3 or 4 drugstores in Wetumpka at one point. And I think on Sunday, they would rotate who stayed open. And it worked just fine.
Well, they used to rotate emergency rooms in Jackson and Baptist until they decided they wanted to spend a lot more money.
Mm-hmm. If you get sick on Sunday, you got a whole lot of
money. Has to do with reimbursement, guys, and money.
Yeah.
Look, it's always the root of evil.
Oh, yeah.
It comes back to being the root of evil is profits and money.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got the liberals wanting to get checks for nothing, that's a lot of money.
And I do not remember ever having a broke man give me a job. That's the thing. Be proud for people who have gone out and really gone above and beyond and are providing jobs for people. But, you know, if the Democrats are elected and they're going to start raising taxes, well, who do you think they're going to hit first?
Right.
Rich folks.
Redistribution of wealth.
Who do you think is going to leave the country with their money?
Rich folks.
Rich folks.
Watch it happen.
But, you know, really, if you look at history, Rusty, the rich folks don't normally pay the taxes when they hit us. It's the middle class that pays for all of this.
Mm-hmm.
The middle class is the one stuck in the middle.
Mm. Well, you're right. But you do have some of these now that are saying we're going to start with the rich.
Oh, yeah.
The 1%.
They can always find a way to get a tax.
They donate
paid.
So much to the organizations that are running everything anyway.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like, you know.
They're always going to have a tax haven.
Pot kettle black.
Look at Bill Gates. Let me talk about Bill Gates for a second. Bill Gates is not telling the truth. When he says, I'm not going to give but $20 million to my children.
Oh, that
worth
sounds
$100
so
billion. I'm going to donate all this money to charity.
The Bill Gates Foundation?
Guess do you really know how it works?
Do you
really want to know?
Guess who's running those foundations?
Yes, who's running the foundations, exactly. And also guess when you donate all that money, what happens to the taxes?
Mm-hmm.
They don't exist. They go away.
So he's leaving a lot more to his kids than
himself. He's leaving the control of wealth for generations, skipping generations, skipping taxes. If he had to pay half, and it would be at least 35% to 45% of his assets as a state tax. Not to mention that there's these income taxes, all this stuff. He would probably be 50, 60, 70, probably closer to 70% the government would be able to take.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, he's going to put it into organizations that preserve that wealth for him and his prodigy forever and ever. Don't trust this man.
That's right. But, you know, at one point, he and what was the other guy? He's dead.
Steve Jobs.
Yeah,
Steve Jobs.
At one time they were like the fair-haired pretty boys success story. Started off in a garage and they're just piddling with stuff. And did either one of them go to college?
No, they quit college so they could do this. They're smart kids.
Exactly.
Guys, men.
And they were the ones who started with nothing. No.
But then you get up there
and get all that money and you get like nuts. You go crazy and you start having these ideas.
I understand where he's coming from, wanting to help all these folks and everything. But what came... Look, our government could use $50 billion, $70 billion of money when he dies.
But philanthropy's a good thing.
That would have...
But,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, why do we let him out of it? Because he gives it to his organizations that are nonprofits that his folks...
Control forever, and they get
millions of dollars a year off of that to live off of, and it'll just keep on going, and one generation after the next.
And he's like, "Hey, Bill, what you think?" Well, I think there's too many people on Earth.
That's pretty much,
and that's
what he says.
That's what his idea is.
Yeah. Well, so we're stuck in the middle of a lot of injustices right now. But one of the things that we were stuck in the middle of is that we did generate a middle class. The middle class was able to work. Provide pensions and security.
It's the glue that holds it all together.
And now they're trying to destroy it. Because if they do what they do, if they do what they want to do, there will be no middle class.
They want a classless society. They want the nuclear family destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
There will
be no middle class. And who will pay for everything? Everybody will pay for it. The people who work will continue to be the slaves. They'll tell you who is going to work. They will tell you what to do. If this continues, we will not have freedoms, guys. This is not the way to go. This is not the direction to go to continue a free enterprise, a free system, a capitalistic system. We are not headed in that direction. We're headed away from it. And the biggest thing that I'm trying to warn people of right now is get your retirement money ready for a major, major bubble pop. It's in the cards.
And the best thing you could do to get your retirement ready is...
Call Earnest Financial at 279-7431 and let us save you.
You know, you could be sitting there and you've worked most of your life. And you got your money, and you're thinking, yeah, I'm going to go fishing here before long. And then the idea that it may go away, that should scare you enough to think, well, I need to do something. But like I would say 9 out of 10 people, you're like, well, what do I do? I don't really know all these financial hoodoos and what I need to do. And, you know, here I am like, I know a guy. I'll tell you about him. His name's David Earnest. White-haired guy. Your hair looks good, by the way.
Hey,
and
apparently you smell good, too.
And you smell good, too, man.
Well, I don't smell like a...
I don't know. Hey, I've had worse things said to me. But anyway, call David Earnest, 279-7431. It's on his business card, 279-7431. I smell good. And you'll be smelling good, too, when you come out smelling like a rose at retirement time.
You'll be sleeping a lot.
That's right.
Well, you know... It's nothing wrong with investing in the stock market and being aggressive. There's nothing wrong. It's just when it's the time to not do that, when you get older, to not take the risk. These next 3 years is going to be make it or break it. And I'm afraid it'll be break it if you're not ready to preserve your assets. You've got to get through these next 3 years. From the charts that I...
National Weather Service in Birmingham has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for South Central Elmore County, Northeastern Montgomery County, until 7:15 p.m. Central Daylight Time. At 6:24 p.m. Central Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located over East Vale Mall, 47 miles northeast of Montgomery, and is nearly stationary. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Source, radar indicated. Hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Montgomery, Wetumpka, Montgomery Zoo, Boylston, Auburn University in Montgomery, Bob Woodruff Lake, Emerald Mountain, Mount Meigs, East Vale Mall, Blue Ridge, Waugh, Lagoon Park, Gunter Air Force Base, Mitylene, Brassel, and Tallapoosa Water Plant. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 7:15 p.m. Central Daylight Time for the following counties in Alabama, Elmore, and Montgomery.
The herd's going to be running and jumping over the cliff here if it does what it looks like it might be able to do. Might happen. I'm not saying it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going to happen, but I can tell you one thing. If I was 55 years old or older, I sure wouldn't be in a lot of aggressive stuff right mm-hmm. now. Some of it, okay, but a lot of it, I wouldn't. Personally, I would say, I'm about to go over the cliff, potentially. I think I'm getting too close to the edge.
There you go.
I don't want to be in the edge. I want to be in the middle of everything mm-hmm. that's safe. Insulation on both sides.
Yeah, and, you know, we got a call last night from a gentleman, said he had something that was coming around in about 3 weeks. He was going to call you up. And that's all fine and good. You know, 3 weeks, that's not too bad. But, you know, don't put it off.
We don't know what's going to happen. Yeah. As it gets closer to the election and closer to what's going to happen over all these bad things that's going on in the country and the world, it'll tell the story. Right now, it doesn't really know. There's a lot of money being borrowed.
It doesn't paint a pretty picture, I'll tell you that.
Mm-mm. They were trying to pump trillions of dollars again into the system.
Yeah.
The right wingers, the Republicans, were trying to block and put it back into the hands of the people, not so much in the hands of the companies that would probably take advantage of us. And that's what Trump did. He tried to sign a law to put the money into the hands of the people. And whether they'll let it happen or not. See, that's the other problem. He's stuck in the middle of politics. He gets his hands tied up because he's in the middle between the House and the Senate. Our president is stuck in the middle, just like the rest of us are stuck in the middle of this stuff. He cannot operate unless he can get a little bit more help.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to take a break here in just a minute, but I was just noticing something. They're showing the polls on TV, and they've got Biden way out in front. And since they picked up
Kamala.
Is it Kamala? Because they get mad if you say it right.
I don't know.
But anyway, if
well, the thing is, we don't even know what her nationality really is. What is she supposed to be?
I'm not prejudiced about this.
I'm a little confused. They said she was black, and then they said that she was Indian.
Well,
I know she's both, but which one are they trying?
No.
She's claimed.
She's not.
There's
no black involved here. Her father is from, where is it?
He's Jamaican.
He's Jamaican, but there's a picture of him there. And her mom is
Indian
from India.
Right. From India.
And she was sworn in as the first Indian/American member of Congress and now, or Senate. And now she's running as an African American woman. Now, my question is, I asked that a while ago, and I'm asking for a friend, is that what they mean when they say growing as a person? I mean,
we don't know. The thing is, you know, this is not racial, what we're talking about here. We're just confused as to really, you know, Elizabeth Warren said she was a Native American. Uh-huh. That was not true.
And you get
She
them,
took money off of that.
And you get them two together, they'll be Martians
it's
before you know
It's just using the system. We're stuck in the middle of all this, man.
Yes, I think Kamala Harris Harris is so far in left field that Pizza Hut won't even deliver out there. We'll be back in just a moment with more fun stuff. A lot of good information here on the Health and Wealth Show. David's here. Too Tall Matthew's here. I'm here on News Talk 93.1.
We're stuck in the middle.
Right here in the middle.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
Behold, a cautionary tale of what could happen if you don't call asset preservationist David Earnest.
I played the stock market. That's where I put all my cash. Then one day the market crashed. All my money and my wealth I was a-missing. Guess you could say I didn't have a pot to in. Wish I had called old David Earnest on the phone. Now I stand alone. Don't wind up like this poor man. Call David Earnest today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. An asset preservationist for the ages. Call David Earnest today. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show with everybody's favorite asset preservationist, David Earnest. You know, David has a website at retirewithearnest.com. You can call him at 279-7431 and set up your consultation that is absolutely free. David's on Facebook at Health and Wealth with David Earnest. And one more thing you need to know about David. That boy loves to eat at the Waffle House. So sit right back and relax. It's part two of the Health and Wealth Show with David Earnest.
Rejoice, dear hearts. Here is Brother Dave.
Member of the American Nudist Association.
Oh, yeah.
Put your pants on, man.
And you know those guys that...
What are you, taking a cocaine test?
What are you?
Junkie?
Yeah. What are you?
What's these
guys that do this, that song, and the name of it is, oh, yeah. They're like these two older gentlemen. I mean, they're like...
That was Ferris Bueller's Day.
That's from back then. They were old, and they're like what do you call it? The performance artists.
Okay.
And they do all kind of nutty stuff, but that is from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
But I got some good news.
You got some good news?
Yes, I do.
Well, I'd love to hear it.
We are stuck in the middle of opportunity. If you take the leap.
Amen to that.
Yeah, you got to reach out.
This has been an incredible year. We've helped a lot of people.
Opportunity to situate yourself. I mean, there's going to be a lot of multimillionaires, billionaires made, you know, out there that know take the right guess. Okay, we don't guess. We lock in gains. But fear is sweeping our land, man. I mean, many businesses are collapsing. That's not good. You know, they're stuck in the middle of all this stuff, and they can't survive. Some huge fortunes are being made, and that's transfer of wealth, redistribution of wealth, and everything else going on. You got panic consumers. They're buying stuff like paper, food, weapons. Don't you know all those people are making money? I mean, my wife was so happy when she could find some Clorox wipes the other day. She just went crazy. And I heard someone shouting in the aisles, "It's here! It's here!" I'm going, "Is this the second coming?" "No, it's Clorox wipes. They're
it is
here.
Second coming of Clorox."
And I'm going, "Yeah."
Yeah.
So we're just stuck in the middle of a lot of problems.
It's funny how the media, they shine the light on just a few things, but they keep it, their lens is stuck on that stuff. They magnify it. They want to cram it down your throat. They want to make you feel, you know, just like it's the end of the world. And we're definitely, we've got a lot of changes going on. We've got a lot of craziness going on. Who would have ever thought that 2020 would have ended up where it is? But something funny I was reading earlier today, this was from a pretty biased news organization, and I'm not going to give it out, but this was 5 days ago. This was before Biden had come out and, you know, said that Harris was going to be running with him, and they were all against it. I mean, it was saying Biden-Harris, a match made in, well, about as far from heaven a place as you can get, more like a public execution. They were talking about how in 94, Biden had a crime bill that championed and defended this thing for years and years. And basically, it fueled mass incarceration that decimated African-American communities in the United States. He bragged about it, saying that basically it did everything but hang people for jaywalking.
Oh, yeah.
All right? He called it the Biden bill. Clinton signed that in into effect. And Miss Harris, she... was supposed to be this progressive prosecutor, San Francisco, okay? She has sent more people to the penitentiary for small crimes and kept them in there longer than... I mean, it's just...
So
it's
now,
a joke,
they find
man.
The police group are going to try to elect a police group.
Right. What do you think they're going to do when they get in? If they get in.
Yeah.
We got to vote, man.
Do the same thing. We're in the middle of a midlife crisis of the nation, guys. We're right slap in the middle of good and bad, you know, extraordinary.
Good and evil.
Evil.
Dark and light.
Yeah, we're in the middle. We're being offered things that look tempting, you know, like money for all. Everybody just vote for us. You'll get $800 a week. We'll just keep that on forever. How about that?
And then inflation hits, and your $800 is worth jack squat.
Yeah, then you turn into Venezuela, guys. You don't want to. Maybe everybody would be getting into bullfights then or something. I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't know how they survive down there. I know one thing. I've talked to someone the other day, and they said it's a horrible, horrible thing down there. You don't.
I have friends from Venezuela.
They said, you do not want socialism, guys.
No.
You don't want it. Please don't ask for it.
I have a friend from Venezuela, and I know him pretty well. He is a U.S. citizen now, and it blows his mind to see people complaining and acting and thinking that they want these things when, let me tell you, when it came down to it, and they were dependent upon the government, and that was the only organization to help them in a time of need, they got nothing. He's told me many stories about it. You do not want socialism.
No, you don't. Because once you go there, you can't go back very easily.
Well, that's the gateway to communism.
Well, then you really got a revolution. Well, yeah. The people, I mean, you have to get
and it doesn't work. Look at Russia. We don't even know what kind of a government they have, but it definitely is not communism, and it looks like some form of strong socialism. They still are told a lot. You know, they got some freedoms because they had to control the mobs, but, you know... It's not what you think it is. Socialism is not what you think it is, guys. You don't want it.
What was it? I think it was Margaret Thatcher, he said, trying to sound intelligent. I think Margaret Thatcher says socialism works great until you run out of other people's money.
Right.
And then there you are.
Exactly. So you print it, and then you have massive inflation, and then you have massive crash.
People are eating their pets. I mean, it's just, it's not good.
Our country is, it gives everyone the ability to turn into a Bill Gates if you want to. I mean, he was, for heaven's sakes, he was in the 70s, in the 60s and 70s, he was in a garage. Now he's a multi-billionaire. You would not have that opportunity in Venezuela.
Well, look at Elon
unless
Musk.
You're into fraud.
Yeah.
Well, fraud will get those people somewhere if it doesn't get them killed. And that's a bad... Well, we have that here, too.
Yeah.
We were talking about movies that show that, you know, the government with too much power. And I know you've probably seen it. V for Vendetta.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That really is, it just shows that, I mean, there's spies everywhere, and you say something to somebody. Say you're talking to your significant other at dinner, and you say something about the government. They're at the door in 5 minutes.
Right.
Because somebody has turned you in.
Yeah.
But that and Idiocracy, if you haven't seen
that's
a great
movie. That's a good one to watch, especially with everything going on. I think a lot of people would be able to probably relate to it.
I am so glad that we got saved in 2016. Guys, you just don't know the stuff that was untangled, deregulated. Our economy boomed. This virus is not the president's fault.
Has our lowest point even been Obama's highest
point?
Did
I just have a stroke?
I don't know.
Oh, wait a minute.
We've got a power surge.
Yeah, we got a power surge.
Are we on the air?
We're on the air.
I don't know. Let me check over here and see if we're on the radio.
Okay. It would be good to know since we're still talking.
Yes.
That was a heavy one.
You know, there's all kinds of, must be some bad weather out there. Maybe someone's not liking what we're saying.
Yep, we're still
alive. All right, that's good.
Speaking of V for Vendetta, now they're coming
in. They are coming in and shutting us down.
They're doing it again.
All right.
I'm getting scared.
No, we don't need cake, guys. I didn't say that.
No.
This is not the French. This is the USA. We need freedom. We need the ability to not be strangled to death with regulations. If you want to take your money out of the stock market and protect it, you have the ability to do it. There's no one standing there saying, by government regulations, you're going to do it. But guess what?
What?
I'm kind of wrong there. If I want to take money out of a 401k and I'm still working and I want to put it with me, you can't do it unless you're over 59 and a half, and then sometimes you can't do it. So there is still some regulations or contracts that will keep people from being able to do what they need to do sometimes.
Okay, we got a call, and we're going to see who's on the phone. This is the Health and Wealth Show. You're on with David and Matthew. Identify yourself and don't cuss.
Dag nabbit, I wanted to cuss.
Hey, what's the weather looking like out there?
Well, I tell you what, if I was standing outside, I sure as heck would not be under a tree or on a golf course.
Yeah, right? Bad, huh? Crazy power surges.
We were getting kind of concerned because I am sitting.
The thing I like about lightning is every time a bolt of lightning is created, it cleans the air. It makes ozone, O3.
After the tornado came through Wetumpka here a couple of years ago and destroyed the Presbyterian Church and part of the Baptist Church over there in Wetumpka and did a lot of damage. Yeah. Nobody injured, which was wonderful.
That's a blessing.
We rode down there, and it was so funny because my mother wanted to go. So we all jumped in the vehicle, went down there, and we pull up on this young couple that I know. It's Holly and Michael.
Okay.
And they were out there walking around, and we're right there by the Presbyterian Church, and I look at her. I'm sitting in the vehicle. She's right outside the window, and she has this long, beautiful brown hair, and it is sticking straight. It's all like that. And I told her, I said, I want you to
get in the car.
Get somewhere. Go.
Somewhere grounded.
Because that means
they
were charged with a static, and there could be a lightning bolt popping up.
Yeah.
And she was like, huh? I said, no, trust me. I know about these things. We didn't have an incident there. But I tell you what.
I'm 6'7". I don't like dead gum grounding ride for that stuff.
I want to stand next to you because it'll get the tallest thing. What else can we do for you, sir? Glad you could give us a little weather report. But what's happening?
Yes, I was listening to you talking about communism and, you know, so many different variations of combinations of financial systems, government systems, social systems, and how that, you know, there's really just, like if you said, well, Russia is a communist country.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay, but look what they're doing. Everybody uses capitalism. I don't care if they talk about how bad capitalism is, they use it.
Amen.
They depend upon it.
Yep. Market of exchange. I'll trade you two chickens for that baby pig over there. That's capitalism.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
Right.
But anyhow, I saw this a long time ago, and I never forgot it, and I wanted to bring it up now that you mentioned socialism, communism, etc. They have a website. It's called thefarm.org.
The Farm?
Been there since 1971. Welcome to the Farm.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Have you heard of it? It's a commune.
No. Uh-uh.
No, I'm not familiar with it.
Oh, yes. They got a really nice website. It's a fun read. They're still there. They're going at it. They got 200-something families all working together. They do arts and crafts, and they have made full use of the capitalist system.
Okay.
But they are a social system, just like collective kibbutz, is a good example.
Okay.
Israeli kibbutz.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is you know, if you want to have a tribe, that's great. And then when your tribe gets so big, all of a sudden somebody wants to be the chief.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can say, well, all in favor of him being chief, raise your hand. Well, okay, well, now you got a democracy going on there.
Right, yep.
But then you can't have everything at one time. Like Uncle Bernie, he wants to have free school. Ain't no such thing as free. Somebody's got to pay for
there
it.
There you go.
Somebody's got to pay for it. Elizabeth Warren, nice ideas. Okay, how are we going to pay for it?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Ocasio-Cortez does not like beef. My answer, don't eat beef. I'm going to have a state.
Yeah, right.
That's a free system.
Mm-hmm.
But what these people are doing is all in favor of wolves eating that goat over there, raise your hand. Does the goat get a vote? No.
That's a good analogy.
I was just thinking about it, too. I know you've probably seen the Phil Donahue show where Milton Friedman gives him a schooling on capitalism.
Yes.
You know, because Phil Donahue's on there, and he's talking about how evil capitalism is and all this.
Yeah.
And little Milton Friedman tells him, look, do you do this for nothing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get a paycheck?
Yeah. And, you know, that's capitalism.
Right.
And he just very calmly just, you know, explain to him that
he's an idiot.
Hand, foot, mouth.
Uh-huh,
there you go.
Well, Crawdad, thank you so much. And hunker down. Don't get out there and get struck.
What was it Spock used to say? Live long and prosper.
Live long and prosper.
That's right.
And sometimes he'd say, hey, don't touch my stuff. Because he was picking, not many people know.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, leave my stuff alone. Thanks a lot, man.
Take care now.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Old Crawdad.
Man, he had some good points. I like that.
He always does. Yeah, he's got his ears.
It's not logical is what he says.
Uh-huh.
Illogical.
It is illogical.
But Kirk, that is illogical.
It's illogical. You know, people imagine all kinds of different things as revolutions, like just, you know, the revolution is a bloodbath. They come in and they just try to, you know, take us over with weapons.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's a lot of weapons in a lot of houses out there, and I really think that's not going to be what's happening. I think this is a revolution of brainwashing. Personally, I think our young folks, their minds are being brainwashed with social actors. They have an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
They want to brainwash them. A lot of it is coming out of the educational system, and you know about the Auburn guys, so we won't go there. You know, everybody is after something. You know, if you're working for a government, then you all seem to think that socialism is okay if they're paying you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, guys, everyone needs freedom. Everyone needs the freedom to act the way within bounds. In other words, we cannot do things that are illegal or harm someone else.
Mm-hmm.
But we should be able to do things that are within the realm of freedom. And that includes investing your money wisely,
mm-hmm.
Treating your family, you know, respectably, being a good person, paying your taxes within reason. Within reason. When taxes become unreasonable, we have revolution.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it causes redistribution of wealth. Right now, we're having resistance from the middle class being tugged on and pulled on by the socialistic class,
mm-hmm.
that wants to redistribute your assets to their pocketbooks.
They want the votes.
And another thing, something else that you were talking about guns a minute ago. You know, the Second Amendment,
yeah,
the right to bear arms, mm-hmm. that was not so you could go out and set up some cans on the fence or go out and get you a deer to feed everybody with. That was to ensure that when the government got out of hand and needed to be removed,
yes,
that we would not be...
The minute
they do that,
mm-hmm.
people should be very concerned. I mean, to even try and do that, the reason we got the Second Amendment is to protect our First Amendment.
Mm-hmm. Come on and get them. We'll give you the bullets first, though.
Biden the other day, they
said, I'm not advocating
violence. He said, I'm taking your guns.
That's a...
And then he kind of corrected himself. I'm taking your automatic weapons.
But at first, he said, "I'm taking your guns." And then he thought for a second, "Well, I better not say that."
Well,
and then
he changed. He got into it with that. What was that guy, like a union worker or something? He said, "Oh, heck yeah, I'm gonna take a gun." I mean, just about. I mean,
and he said, told him he was full of crap.
Yeah,
and said, "You gonna do some push-ups?"
Any politician, anyone running for president that comes out and says, "I'm going to take your guns," is a dangerous person.
Well,
because they're against the Second Amendment.
Look at cities that have the strictest gun laws, New York and Chicago. Okay, gun regulation, gun laws do not work.
No, I think having a good family life works better.
Drugs are illegal. People still use them.
You are more likely to hear a story about somebody finding a herd of unicorns than you are to hear a story on the news that does not mention some gun violence in New York or Chicago.
Right.
So, I mean,
it's just, and it's
sad. Here's something New York governor accused of manipulating data on nursing home deaths.
Well,
data's being lied about.
See the lady right there with the white on?
Yeah.
They had her name.
She was crying earlier about something.
Well, that she was testifying and telling them about what happened.
Yeah.
And they removed her from it. They wouldn't let her testify anymore.
Well, I mean, when you motivate a certain segment of the medical arena to lie, I'm just going to say it, lie, to put a diagnosis on something that may or may not be true so they can get $13,000 from Medicare instead of $5,000, something's wrong with that picture.
Mm-hmm. Do you think?
And you got people who, Herman Cain, loved to hear him on the radio. He made a lot of sense.
Rest in peace.
He died. The COVID. They got him the COVID. Well, he had fourth stage prostate cancer.
Yeah.
I'm sure the COVID did not help it, but that's not, you know.
Well, I mean, he probably pulled him on down.
Yeah.
I think the COVID's real. I mean, it can be.
Yeah.
But the thing is don't lie about the data. Don't stretch it and make it look worse than it really is. It's bad. If you get it and you die, it was bad. You know, and it's bad for a lot of families.
It's bad all the way around.
We're not trying to reduce that pain.
Right.
But what we're talking about is don't lie about what's really going on. Don't make it bigger than what it really is.
Mm-hmm.
And this data they lie about all the time, about the mask and about all these things. You know, they're lying right now saying that Trump has only got, 29% of the vote. I mean, this was about where it was the last go-around, probably.
Uh-huh. And who are these pollsters, and who are they talking to?
Have you taken a poll? Have you taken a poll?
No,
I haven't taken any polls.
No, but, so, the other thing is, don't fall for security that's not there.
Right.
Yeah.
If you think for one second that the stock market can't wipe you out, like it did in 1929, and all of this stuff that's going on around here can't turn bad, I'm sorry, guys. An asset preservationist is absolutely worthless to you. But if you think for one second that you need to preserve your assets and you're 55 or 50 or 55 or 60, wherever you are in that lineage of time, you might want to call us so we can go over these things absolutely free about how you can preserve your assets against what's coming or what's potentially coming. 279-7431. And I don't just mean stock market drops. I'm talking about taxes, all these things, Social Security being reduced, everything we need to talk about that you're scared about. We got information for you. 279-7431. If you want to know whether you need to take Social Security now or later, give us a call. 279-7431. We'll help you. I've gone to Social Security Academies.
Uh-huh.
I know a little bit about it.
Did you mention your phone number?
279-7431.
We've got a couple of minutes left. I just want to run down some things right quick tonight. Was Wednesday, so tomorrow night's going to be Conspiracy Night with Terry Adams.
It's always fun.
And then Friday's going to be one of our wonderful repeats. Might be this one. I mean, this has been a pretty good
one.
Fix this one up to be a repeat. And then, of course, we'll be back live Monday. And we're on Saturday and Sunday as well, 8:30 on Saturday morning.
Oh, by the way, television, I got a phone call. ABC will be broadcasting us on Sundays at 5:30 a.m. The CW will be broadcasting us on Saturdays at 5 a.m.
At 5?
5 a.m. on CW on Saturday, 5:30 a.m. with on ABC on Sunday is what I was told.
I need to get them.
And
so if you have insomnia, no, I'm just kidding.
If NFL doesn't come in, we may be back like 5 p.m. We don't know
yet. That'd be cool.
On Saturdays. Mm-hmm. So we don't know yet. We can't compete with the NFL. Mm-hmm.
The next thing we're having, we're supposed to have another car show here before too much longer.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to try to put together some stuff that we shot in here. See what the studio looks like, see what we're doing. And, we have a phone call. We have just enough time.
Okay,
we'll take one call. All right, you ready? You're on the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest and Matthew, and we've got about a minute, so you're going to have to hurry up. Who's this? Don't cuss.
This is Dave.
Hey, Dave.
I've talked to y'all before. I'm a movie buff.
Yeah.
And the secret of my success, 1987,
Michael J. Fox. Yeah. Yep.
Was the funniest movie, and that's the first time I heard it. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Was that in there, too? You know, there's another one, and I can't think of the guy's name. How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying.
Is it a movie?
Yes, it's a movie. It was a play to start with.
Yeah, I knew it was a play.
And I cannot place this. I can see him, but I can't remember his name. And it was like, you know, it was a lot like that. He's trying to impress the boss and everything and get ahead. So... that's another.
I just want to throw a little 2 cents in, and you remember Dave's not here, man. Really? Dave's not here,
Dave's
man.
Dave's not here.
Dave's here today.
You got to get your little voice right. Get that voice right. Dave's not here, man.
Open the door, man.
Dave's not here. That's right.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. Dave.
Have a good night.
You too now. Old Dave. How about that?
There's a lot of Daves out there.
There are. And Matthew, you got anything you want to wind it up with? We've got about 30 seconds.
Well, you know what? I think we've covered a lot of stuff tonight. Hopefully, we've given some good information out. Please give us a call, 279-7431. You can visit us on the web at retirewithernest.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. Get in touch with
us. And there you go. And, you know, we've been talking about being stuck in the middle.
Yeah.
Well, we want to do the right one this time.
Yeah, we are stuck in the middle.
We're going out into the storm. We'll be back tomorrow night with Terry Adams here on News Talk 93.1. That's WACV. Are you in the middle or I am?
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair.